Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As a record number of police officers are losing their lives in this age of police reform, slain NYPD officer Wilbert Moore's sister speaks out at his funeral Wednesday on defunding the police and current policies that makes everyone less safe. Ms. Moore's comments via a translator.
¿Cuántos Jason?
How many Wilberts? How many Jasons? How many more officers have to lose their lives before this system changes? The NYPD protects us, but who protects them and who looks after their lives?
The president and the attorney general joined Mayor Eric Adams and Governor Kathy Hochul for a gun violence strategies partnership. That meeting will be taking place after 12 noon Eastern in New York City. A major winter storm with millions of people in its path continues today. A mix of rain, freezing rain, and snow could be expected in Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, and Michigan. Airlines are expected to cancel flights today throughout the affected areas. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Donations to aid groups in Afghanistan have been given the green light by the federal government.
The U.S. told international banks and aid groups that transferring money to Afghanistan for many humanitarian purposes would not violate sanctions against the Taliban. The terrorist group took control of the country in August. The U.S. Treasury Department said transactions which pay for public school teachers and healthcare workers at state-run hospitals are acceptable. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
One person has died and several others were hurt last night after a Butte County shooting inside a bus in the town of Oroville, California. Oroville police are reporting they started getting calls around 7:35 p.m. Pacific about a shooting inside a Greyhound bus outside the AM/PM store. The suspect fled the scene and was caught inside a Walmart thanks to phone tips to the police department. The unidentified suspect is in custody in the Butte County Jail. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
President Trump was on Newsmax TV this week, saying he thinks the United States border, not Ukraine, ought to be the number one issue for America. But even on that critical clash with the Kremlin, the former president said Biden has botched things so bad, all the leverage has been given to Russian President Vladimir Putin. Mr. Trump says these crises around the world would not have happened under his watch.
Because it wouldn't have happened. It wouldn't have happened. This was not even thinkable. And China wouldn't have happened. And you know, what's going to happen with Taiwan now? And I think that after the Olympics, it'll be a very interesting period of time. Because they see the way we withdrew from Afghanistan, the horrible way. Not the fact that we did, because I was the one that got it down to 2,000 soldiers. But we were getting out with strength and dignity and the equipment and no death. What happened is terrible, and the world watched, and they watch our borders where people are flooding into our country. We have no idea who they are, where they come from. And things are happening now that are very bad. I've never seen anything like what's happening to our country.
Former President Trump points out Putin has no respect for the current president.
Yeah. He doesn't have any respect for our leadership. He doesn't have any respect for our country anymore. They respected our country, and frankly, they respected our leader a year ago. This was not something that was ever going to happen. Supply chain was never going going to happen. Many things weren't going to happen. Inflation, when you look at that, you look at the crime rate in the cities. We made better trade deals. We did a lot of good things, but nothing happened that was negative to the United States.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
Hey, we're back with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour, and the buzz all around regarding COVID is this latest study from Johns Hopkins, and Dr. Marty McCrory said it's quite interesting. They didn't release a press release regarding this discovery and this most recent release that comes, I believe, from a couple of dozen insightful scientists and groups regarding, you know, these lockdowns and how ineffective they've proved to be. I mean, what we're talking about here is something that we realized early on, and we reported this on, you know, back over 2 years ago, that the models they were using suggested that, you know, the virus was equally distributed when we knew quite differently almost from the onset. Dr. Jancy Lindsay joins us now. She's the director of toxicology and molecular biology, and she's here to update us on COVID vaccines that are targeting our kids. Dr. Lindsay, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Bill. Thanks for having me again. Thank you.
Yeah, good to have you back. So what do you make of this recent reveal and how Johns Hopkins, it's like they put it out there and you almost have the sense that they were kind of maybe covering their back end by, and the only reason it makes me suspicious is that, boy, this is breakthrough, that this should have come with a press release. And it's something I think in part that maybe they were surprised that the media picked up on this so rapidly.
Yeah, that there was only a 0.2% decrease,
right,
in overall efficacy of the vaccine in the lockdowns across the group.
Frankly,
I don't even think that's statistically relevant. I don't think it had any effect at all.
You're saying the lockdowns didn't have any effect, is what you're saying, right? Am I understanding you correctly?
Correct. Yes, okay. And I believe that they're undercounting the deaths, of course, because they've attributed them to being unvaccinated. If you're counting, if the majority of deaths from the vaccines happen in the first 14 days, they actually happen within the first 48 hours, and then you're counting those people as being unvaccinated for 14 days, then you're obviously skewing the picture of who's dying from the vaccines.
And you and I talked about this before, Dr. Lindsay, that the way they have mishandled the numbers on this whole thing, how do we go, you know, when we're faced with another pandemic, and we will be, how do people, you know, entrust
Gates.
The numbers? Exactly. I'm sorry?
Says Bill Gates.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. But
how do we trust,
you know,
the numbers? We don't. We don't with any of the current officials. We need to get everybody at the FDA and the CDC out. They're corrupt. They're corrupted. They're not protecting our health and safety. They're purposefully using our children as lab rats. when they know that our children are not at risk for COVID from severe morbidity or mortality, unless they have severe other lethal infections like, you know, lethal kidney disease or heart disease, and they know that they will cause heart inflammation and death in these kids by giving them a vaccine, and they set up experiments to do it anyway, you know that they've been corrupted. And yeah, so it is up to parents to protect their children. And it's going to be up to us to go to our legislators and say, get these people the hell out. They are not protecting us. They are in bed with pharma, and get them out.
And along with it are the teachers' unions that are, in some cases, being reported here, Jancy, that without parent approval, they want to vaccinate the kids. How dare they?
Oh, no, no. People have to stand up. Whether it takes homeschooling your kids in a big group and pulling them out of the public school systems where the teachers' unions are present, filing lawsuits. If you band together, and I've advocated this before, band together as a group, parents, get an attorney, fight these people, and don't just take it laying down. You've got to stand up and fight. And if there's no, if you can't fight for yourself, fight for your children, fight for your grandchildren.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I mean, because what are these kids going to be faced with already in almost 3 years? I mean, let's go into this thing. I mean, you know, the educational system is so flawed. I mean, how do you get excited about an educational system that can only rank something like 27th, you know, for its level of excellence or lack thereof? And then you bring in COVID and they mishandle this. And they want our kids to be vaccinated. I mean, they have mishandled the minds of our children all these years, not just during COVID, but leading up to it. And this is the great reveal that has come out as a result of this pandemic. And so parents ought to be so outraged, as you say, banding together and protecting their kids, because what are they doing to their kids? I mean, you know, they go on and they go to pursue a life that they're ill prepared for because they've been so indoctrinated or so misused and abused by the education system. I mean, how are they supposed to go out there and be successful, Jancy?
Well, they're not. That's the point. They're not meant to be successful. They're meant to be dependent on the government and whatever the government's whim happens to be, because that's what we're going towards. And unless you want to be human 2.0 augmented to interact directly with the internet and be a slave to these people who truly think that they are above you, you better start standing up and demanding that your politicians not attend any functions of the WEF and remove the United Nations. There's so much tied up in this that has nothing to do with the virus, but everything, as Klaus Schwab says, you know, COVID-19,
yes, exactly.
The great reset. It's the great reset. They're using this to reset our governments globally. And it's not a conspiracy theory. It's happening. So people need to wake up and fight back. That's all I can say.
You know, this is the thing. There's plenty of empirical evidence to this fact. I mean, it's like we've been talking about this for almost 3 years, right? And then, you know, right now there's a lot of controversy and focus on Joe Rogan. And I'm going, okay, thank God. People are starting to talk about it. You know, we got truckers, you know, in Canada that are bringing awareness to this. You know, parents in Virginia and Loudoun District. I mean, we've got little bonfires of rebellion, but they need to connect in such a way that we take this country back, because, you know, Dr. Lindsay, I'll tell you, it astounds me to think that here is America, the land of the free, the home of the brave, and we've been turned on our head, and our freedoms have been stolen from us in such a minor amount of time without a shot. And it's compromising everything that you and I grew up with and have lived for and wanted for our kids and the next generation. And it's all being sold out. And it's like, I'll tell you, as you say, if the people, which is, this is a government for by we the people, and it's going to be our choice to decide what kind of government we will have going forward. But it's going to take some courage and tenacity, isn't it?
It is, and it's going to take people acting now and not being complacent. What I'm afraid of is that they're relaxing back a little bit and saying, oh, okay, we're not going to do these mandates. We'll go ahead and give you what you want. We'll go ahead and give you a little freedom, okay? Like yes. They're giving us something. People will then say, oh, okay, yeah, we don't need to do anything.
Yeah, give them cake, Dr. Lindsay. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Jancy Lindsay after this.
Stay with us. Cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it. You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
If you're 65 or older, and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Independent, we are Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us at 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and our conversation with Dr. Jancy Lindsay continues. Dr. Lindsay, for all that these other countries, Israel, the UK, is showing us, it's like we're starting to see
the reality and confirmation of what we understood about science going into this, whether it has to do with masks, you know, the vaccine, you know, the count, the mortality count that's out there. CDC told us, I think, about 6 months ago, the actual number of people that died of COVID only was about, you know, 3% plus or minus of the actual numbers. So that would make it less than the death rate of a flu season. And but meanwhile,
well,
they're still
the death
pushing
rate anyway. Yeah.
Yeah. And so and they're still pushing that big number that they know is compromised, which is approaching 900,000. And it's so disgusting. You just can't. They've lost all credibility on this and the way it's been reported. And so now what is clear, again, a confirmation of what we understood early on, is that those that were most vulnerable, people over 65 with compromised immunity and comorbidities, anywhere from 5 to 7 comorbidities, those are the ones that were most vulnerable. And meanwhile, we warp speed this this vaccine that is not a vaccine the way we understood a vaccine to be identified and to be defined, because they had to, they not only warp speed this alleged vaccine, they had to warp speed the language. They had to rewrite the language in order to make it seem that it was a vaccine. And in a sense, it's you know, what we would say in my business, false advertising, right? Go ahead.
Absolutely. It's gene therapy. And it was applied for in licensing as gene therapy, even though they also used the misappropriate word vaccine. It's gene therapy. Mm-hmm. When you send a genetic message into your cells that's foreign and ask them to make a foreign protein by using a genetic sequence, that is called gene therapy, period.
Yes.
And that's what it is. And it's failing miserably. And it's killing people. It's killing the people that it was supposed to protect. That older age group, they're the ones who suffered the most with these vaccines. And we never needed them. We should have treated people in the nursing homes and our most vulnerable with hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, with bronchodilators and steroids. That's what's working and has worked for millions of patients across the globe. Yet we're not using it here because the goal apparently is to kill patients in hospitals instead of save them.
Yeah, get them on a respirator when we know, as my doctor and other experts have declared, that only a third of the people who go on respirators actually survive. So you're exactly right. I agree. We send them to a hospital. Worst thing, you know, doctors are saying, you know, is a hospital. And ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine have been great therapeutics from the get-go. And even though doctors have been canceled and, you know, CDC and other brain trusts, including, of all people, Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg, I didn't realize he was a doctor, but, you know, they're canceling doctors that are just saying, hey, I don't care, you know, I took an oath to do no harm, and I am helping people survive, and I'm still prescribing ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine because it's worked. It works and it's saving people's lives. Whereas the vaccine, I mean, people are getting vaccinated, and I shared with you as we were off the air that I was just reading a story of a 26-year-old went in for his third shot and he dies. Well, and there's so many other stories.
A 7-year-old. How about a 7-year-old going in for their first shot and dying? This is outrageous.
So why is it that we have to, you know, what does the body count need to be? I mean, let's go back. I remember reading, and of course I was old enough, and I certainly saw the evidence of it in the 50s when they came out with a drug to help women deal with nausea when they were pregnant. And here we got the thalidomide babies, all the malformations and miscarriages and everything like that. And how long did it take them to take a look at the results of it before they did anything about it?
Yeah, that was dealt with in a much quicker way, just like we have with a swine flu and with some other drugs. You know, Vioxx even, okay, after 5 years caused 6,634 deaths. We've got the swine flu vaccine causing 53 deaths, pulled within a year. Polio vaccine causing 10 deaths, pulled in less than a year. Resilin in 2000, pulled within a year for 649 deaths. And here we are, you know, sitting at 22,607 deaths in our VAERS system, and that only represents a fraction of the deaths, and we're doing nothing. So, again, I'm telling you that the FDA and the CDC have been corrupted. They are no longer protecting your health or your safety, and we need to get the people out. We need to totally revamp the institutions, get everybody out that's in there, the CDC and the FDA. It doesn't matter how many weren't really going along with it, and it wasn't their fault, because they have not spoken up and done what they know to be right. They have to go. I'm sorry. Everybody needs to go. It needs to be completely redone.
Well, there's lots of complicity here. I mean, you've got politicians, you've got social media, you've got the mainstream media that have all participated in this very deathly ruse, and as you say, that has turned us all into lab rats. Thank you very much. And the old axiom, follow the money, and you start seeing where the payoffs are and, you know, what is influenced, because a lot of money has been paid to Big Pharma during this period of time. You know, COVID has been very, very good for them. And, of course, they're greasing the skids of these politicians that, if you listen to what they say and how they're supporting this, I mean, they're all part and parcel of this, corrupt series of government institutions that we're losing faith in.
This is affecting not just this generation. It's affecting our next generations. In less than a month, in 3 weeks, we've had an increase in 7,599 cases of myocarditis reported into the VAERS system. In a two-month period, we doubled in cases. And the reason why is because we're now giving these shots to younger and younger children. That's what myocarditis is targeting. It's giving our children heart inflammation and heart damage. What is going to become of the next generation with a 50% mortality after 5 years, as estimated by the Mayo Clinic? We are destroying our next generation. We could be seeing kids in their teens dropping dead on a regular basis within the next few years because they got shots as children. We have got to stop this, and we've got to stop it now. And I don't know what else to do. I don't know how else to – how do you stop this when the agencies that are in charge of stopping this are corrupt? How do you stop it? We're trying lawsuits, but that takes too long in the courts. What do we do? Parents need to understand that these agencies are not protecting their kids.
Well, maybe sadly these power lever pullers – these politicians, those that are in power, maybe the chicken has to come to roost on their home. Maybe it needs to be, sadly, their child that's affected for them to finally realize, you know, what damage that they have released into this country. And sadly, as you say, we may not find out the results of some of this, till a couple years down the road. That there might be, you know, some interference and complications with things that we, you know, take for granted, like a penicillin shot, for example. I don't know. I mean, I'm not a doctor. I mean, you're a toxicologist and a molecular biologist, so you understand this stuff. That, there could be some hidden complications that are, you know, that we won't know until we know. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. And that goes to the reproductive end, too. We're now seeing all kinds of safety signals with reproduction. Well, we have from the beginning alarming numbers of miscarriage, alarming numbers of menstrual disorders.
Exactly.
I mean,
we got to leave it there. Dr. Jancy Lindsay has been our guest.
And businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your
your business and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As a record number of police officers are losing their lives in this age of police reform, slain NYPD officer Wilbert Moore's sister speaks out at his funeral Wednesday on defunding the police and current policies that makes everyone less safe. Ms. Moore's comments via a translator.
¿Cuántos Jason?
How many Wilberts? How many Jasons? How many more officers have to lose their lives before this system changes? The NYPD protects us, but who protects them and who looks after their lives?
The president and the attorney general joined Mayor Eric Adams and Governor Kathy Hochul for a gun violence strategies partnership. That meeting will be taking place after 12 noon Eastern in New York City. A major winter storm with millions of people in its path continues today. A mix of rain, freezing rain, and snow can be expected in Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, and Michigan. Airlines are expected to cancel flights today throughout the affected areas. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
It's about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com or BillMartinezShow.com. Either one will get you there. And you can see every day. We publish every day, Monday through Friday, publish our show summary, give you the lineup of guests, the topics that we're intending to talk about, unless breaking news would affect said topic. You know, just have to be flexible. That's the way it works sometimes. With us right now is my good friend David Rubin. He's the former mayor of Shiloh, Israel, the author of the book, many books, including Trump and the Jews, and his most recent Confronting Radicals, What America Can Learn from Israel. And he is in Israel, reporting live to us right now. David, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Well, thank you. Good to be with you, Bill.
Always good to have your balanced perspective. Give us an update as to what's going on. Of course, the news here is the U.S. Special Forces taking out the ISIS leader in Syria right nearby.
Absolutely, and we're happy for that. Look, Israel has been active in Syria for the past 3 years or so, and the idea has been mainly to stop the forces that are affiliated with Iran. Iran basically has been working in Syria, trying to get a foothold in Syria through which they can attack Israel and through which they can dominate Syria and you know, build up their bases, their missile bases and everything in Syria. So Israel has been stopping them, but, you know, we've been doing it for about 3 years now, attacking preemptive strikes on Iranian forces in Syria. So now that the United States as well jumped in and did something, it's very, very important. And as you know, ISIS through ISIS. They're Sunni Muslims. They're not Shiite Muslims like the Iranians, but they're no less dangerous.
Right, exactly. And they are reconstituting. I mean, for a while there, you thought, okay, well, that's it. We're not going to hear from ISIS anymore. Of course, that was political speak, because we know the reality. History has proven time and again. Now, what is happening with the ISIS resurgence also in Iraq, David?
Well, you said it very clearly, Bill. They are active, and they're going to be active as long as they're not being attacked. You know, the best defense is always a good offense. And when you're dealing with Muslim radicals, you have to be on the offensive. If you're not on the offensive, then you're not going to be winning the battle, and you're not going to be winning the war, which is, it's really a long-term war that we're talking about. It's not a war that has boots on the ground necessarily. It's a war that has to be waged, though, all the time. Mm-hmm. And because the Muslim radicals are always in the middle of that war. They're always trying to bring down both of our houses.
Right. Well, this has been the history of man. You've had this conflict. And what you've taught me is that it never ends. I mean, and maybe to call it a war is unfair, because usually most wars have a beginning and end. This one here has had his historic roots almost from day one in the history of man, has it not?
Yes. Well, I wouldn't say that in the history of man, but I would say in the history of Islam. Because basically, you know, for those of you listeners who really don't know the history, the history of Israel goes all the way back to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the giving over of the Ten Commandments to Moses on Mount Sinai, going back about 3,300 years, and that's the beginning of Judaism, and obviously Christianity grew out of Judaism,
right,
through Jesus of Nazareth, and then in the year 700. That's 700 in the Common Era. That's when Islam started. Islam started as an outgrowth, not really an outgrowth of Judaism or Christianity. It was more a rejection of Judaism and Christianity, in which Muhammad, the founder of Islam, said that he is the light that everyone needs to follow. That he is the prophet, and that everyone needs to follow him. And he was rejected by the Jews at that time on the Arabian Peninsula. His false claims of prophecy were rejected by the Jews as well.
Right.
And he became very angry, and he basically founded a very angry religion in which they tried to conquer other religions through the sword. And that's the expression that they use in the Quran, but obviously now we're talking about a lot more than just swords.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, and I agree, David, with your historic perspective here, obviously. And the thing that I was going back further to say that ever since God chose Jews as his favored people. And he had sanctified the people, specifically the descendants of Abraham. You had the other Arab nations, the Edomites, from Jacob's brother Esau. These Arabs that were quite jealous because they felt like they weren't the chosen ones. So you kind of had this hatred that just kind of kept just building up, and it seemed like Muhammad got in front of that and kind of gave them a reason to exist and helped them, kind of channel that hatred. And that might be that may seem a little naive, but that's from my perspective. Is that fair?
No, it's actually very fair, but and very accurate. I will just make one small point that the Muslims, or at least Muhammad, the founder of Islam, was very proud of tracing back his roots to Ishmael. Okay, not Esav, all the way back to Ishmael, who you may recall was the wayward son of Abraham.
Right, and this is the son of the son of Hagar.
That's right. Mm-hmm. He was the son of Hagar, and Abraham he was the father because Sarah, Abraham's wife, was not able to have children at that time. And so Ishmael was creating havoc. He was running after everybody else's wives and doing all kinds of crazy stuff. And Sarah told Abraham, get him out of here. You know, you have to banish him. Send him away from home. And he did that. And, you know, that's the history, you know, and it says there in the Bible that they're going to be a great nation, that the Arab people are going to be a great nation. It doesn't mean they're going to be great, wonderful, but it does mean that they're going to be a sizable nation.
Exactly. It wasn't like they were getting the Abrahamic blessing, a direct blessing from God that was in turn to be sent forth and taking the blessing from God and passed on to others. And that was the blessing to Israel and, from Genesis 12. But, you know, what I found quite interesting in this story, David, as you're recounting it, is that, you know, Ishmael was Abraham's son. Abraham, I mean, this was his first son, and he loved this boy. And it broke his heart in a way, you know, that he was going to have to send he and his mother away from them, and that he was going to be cast out because Sarah didn't want him to have any part of the inheritance. And so, you know, get him out of there. And he was, I believe he was heartbroken to send his son away, and he loved his son. And God gave him the concession. Well, I want you to know that he too will be blessed. He will, like you said, he's going to be a great nation. Unfortunately, it was a nation of this world, not the nation that was exactly sanctified by God himself, like the nations that would come out of his favorite son, Isaac, right?
With diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite,
Now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Oh, don't lose hope, ladies and gentlemen. I'll tell you, if all I can say is that if you believe in God, it's almost impossible to lose hope, and because God is a promise keeper, and He knows exactly what's going on. The challenge that we have here in America, around the world, is that we need to come into compliance. We need to come into alignment with God's will. And you'd be surprised what's happened. I mean, God said very clearly, told the Jews early on, said, look, hey, you do it my way, it'll go good for you. You do it your way, you're going to have problems. Don't turn your back on me, because all those plagues that you saw happen in Egypt, you saw it firsthand. I mean, these things are going to come upon you. So it's simple. With me, you get good. Without me, not so good. And here we are, David. We're learning. David Rubin, who is with us from Shiloh, Israel. And he is author of the book, Confronting Radicals, What America Can Learn from Israel. So much, it's like, where do you start? But and we'll start here in just a moment once again. But, you know, God's been real clear, David. And as you have lived your life and have experienced the hand of God, it's like, you know, defying. You see people, it's like they want to defy gravity. Why do you want to defy gravity? You hit the ground, it hurts. And this is what we're doing. We're learning the hard way that when you defy God, it gets to be very painful.
Well, those are the things that aren't discussed in the media. Those are the things that aren't discussed, unfortunately, in public schools. And those are the things that were the core of the United States, the great Western civilization, in the early part of the, in the founding years of the country, mm-hmm. where they used to kneel down and pray to the Constitutional Congress, where they would quote from the Bible, from the Hebrew Bible. In fact, in the early days of Harvard University and Yale and many other universities, they would talk about the Bible, and they would speak in Hebrew. It was permitted to give a commencement address in Hebrew, in the language of Israel, the language that I speak today here in Israel. So there was that connection. There was a very strong connection with God that permeated everything about the United States and helped it to grow. And I, believe, you know, all the criticisms from the radical left today about what a terrible country the United States is because of its dark history, because of its terrible history of slavery and all kinds of things. Well, the fact is that most people had slaves in those days. Mm-hmm. And even, you know, if you look in the Bible, they talk about slaves also as a reality. So we know right. that the whole world had slaves up until not so long ago. But the United States had the capacity to emerge from the moral problem of slavery mm-hmm. and to fix its mistakes. And, you know, it says, we have this concept in Judaism, tikkun olam, which means to correct the world, fixing the mm-hmm. world. But uh-huh. it says, tikkun olam b'machut shaddai, to fix the world in the kingdom of God.
Mm,
so
yes.
what that means is, we're supposed to all be idealists. We're supposed to not be discouraged by the bad things happening around us, and we're supposed to be idealists. We're supposed to try to improve the world, to improve our countries, to improve our civilization, but to do it with guidance from God's word.
Amen.
And if you do it with guidance from God's word, then it will be successful.
See, this is the vision that's missing, David. You know, the Bible's clear that people without vision, you know, cast off restraint. They'll perish. And this is what's happening. People are perishing. They're casting off restraint. We have given way to chaos and all this insanity that's happening all over the world, particularly here in the United States. I mean, just, you know, take a look at our nightly news and you see the idiocy and the chaos that's happening. It's because we've cast off restraint. And this is the vision that God has given us. He's cast this vision, you know, just as you so brilliantly said, you fix the world in the kingdom of God. That's our mission, is it not?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Because, if fixing the world means sending in a donation to Black Lives Matter, so that they can go and buy mansions for themselves in different parts of the world, those aren't just words. Those are the facts on the ground.
Exactly.
All that enormous funding that Black Lives Matter has received in the past year or two, we have to understand that it's coming. It's all being used for personal aggrandizement, and so fixing the world isn't going to happen through Black Lives Matter. It's not going to happen through Antifa. And it's not going to happen through any radicals, whether they're on the left or the right, but it will happen through stability. It will happen through the guidance that comes from God's word and the traditional family structure and the traditional American family was the bedrock mm-hmm. of the United States, and there has been such an assault in recent years on traditional American family of a father and a mother and children,
mm-hmm.
and it's essential to turn back the clock. There is, as I pointed out in my book, Confronting Radicals, What America Can Learn from Israel, there is no change that is irreversible. And just as we in Israel undid socialism and turned the clock back on that, and we have a roaring free market today, a free enterprise economy, and we also have a very strong movement towards the traditional family, towards the traditional family, not away from the traditional family, as it sadly is in some places in America. So those are the things. Those are the bedrocks that can rejuvenate American civilization. And as one who grew up in the United States, I care about that enormously. And I really believe that it can be done.
Without a doubt. Well, David, you know, we've been saying on this show, and this is something that God showed me a while ago, is that we have to return to first principles.
these foundational principles, and that's what you're alluding to, at the core of this, and I know this is so embedded in the Jewish culture, it's life. God is life. And so those institutions that promote life are the institutions that we support. Okay, these other institutions that promote death, whether they're the abortion industry complex, or we're talking Black Lives Matter, Antifa, these Marxist groups, that clearly in their manifesto, they say it's about destroying everything. It's about death. So that should tell you from the very beginning and the get-go, this is further, so far away from foundational first principles that you run from that. And you've got to run to those things that promote life. I want you to expand on that, because as a Jew, this is so inherent and so much a part of how you were raised and the culture. And to me, this is part of the first principle that we need to re-embrace here in America.
Oh, absolutely. And it says in the Torah, which, we guys call the Bible. It says very clearly, and by the way, the word Torah means the teaching. And it's God's way of giving over these basic principles. And it says clearly, I'm presenting before you life and death, light and darkness. And therefore you should choose life. So we have free choice in the world. We people have free choice in the world, and God is giving us the choices, and He's telling us which way to go. And it's just so clear. And when I see people going for all this absolutely immoral, crazy stuff with the gender wokeness and the giving transsexuals the ability to perform in women's sports, and it's so anti-women to do that. I mean, I could go on and on. There's just so much, but God is holding out His hand to us, saying, "Choose life." And that's exactly what we need to be doing. And that's a lot of what I spoke about in my book, Confronting Radicals, What America Can Learn from Israel. It's not just about confronting the radicals who riot in the streets and try to tear down government buildings and national statues, national monuments, but it's about fighting the moral struggle for the core principles that made America great.
Amen. David Rubin, former mayor of Shiloh, Israel, author of the book, Confronting Radicals, What America Can Learn from Israel. David Rubin, shalom, my friend. Take care. Good to be talking to you again. God bless.
Thank you, Bill.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla.